the first two pieces I ever made, I dug the roots, and I knew I wasn't going very far in it if I had to continue digging the roots. So I found young guys. They go out in the woods, and they make deals with the landowners. A lot of times they'll go in before a logger goes in, because most of the stuff that we use would be more or less an understory tree. So the loggers would bulldoze it just so that they could get to the big timber. Usually we'll start, I have a lot of raw materials, so we'll start by having somebody pick out the route that they want their table to be, and then I just will draw that particular route the way I think it's going to end up, and that way they feel like they're involved with it. The biggest project we did was in North Carolina. One guy has like 14 of our chairs. Our big chairs, they range from about 4,000 up to, I think the most expensive chair we've built was $11,000. It's black walnut, and the legs and the frame is made out of 150-year-old lilac that happened to be grown on my property. And as they were dying, I would shake them and pull them out and then dry them and use them as chair legs. The big chairs can take as much as a month, but at the end, though, you have something to show for that time period. So it's fairly immediately gratifying if you do something that's worthwhile.